We all are aware, and we do know what a true friendship is if we've ever encountered one. I feel you need friendship first in order to go forward to loving. Unless a particular soul you may have had relationship with in the past incarnation, you recognize them, the love might be automatic. But what usually starts is the friendship, even between parents and children. I don't think they automatically love their parents. I think it's because they see the parents every day. Then they begin to see how then they relate to their parent. There are some children, they will tell you, I don't like my mother. I don't like my father. For whatever reason. And there are people who will tell you, oh, I love this person, but they are not my friend. Is that possible to love someone and then for them not to be your friend? It's something to think about. People say they love celebrities, but the celebrities is not there. There's no friendship because the celebrity doesn't even know they exist. But the kind of friendship we're talking about tonight, is that deep, love-centered friendship that it is not based on, let's say, transaction. You are kind to me, I'm kind to you. There are people you meet, you just can't help it, you just like them. And as time goes on, you may not like everything about them because then you find out, oh, yeah, but I still like them anyway. So we're being encouraged by the title of tonight. Be God's friend. Be a friend to God. And it is out of that friendship that trust comes. Because some, if you give them your trust and they betrayed or blew it up, that friendship might not go on. But a true friendship awakens that trust and leads to deep love. And God will respond by becoming our own friend. In the scripture, it says, well, it's nothing different if you like the people who like you. If you are nice to people who are nice to you. But you can be nice to people even when they are not nice to you. And that's what I see from God's side. Because most of us, one way or the other, we always complain to God. Why haven't you done this? Why is this, you know? But in spite of all the issues we might have in our relationship with God, God still loves us, still become our friends. But the true friendship will show up when it can be reciprocal, when that reciprocity is there. And then how do we know that God really is our friend? Because that thing inside us, that intuition will tell us when we're going to jump over the bridge. Don't do that. could call that, that's a friendship from God. Why not? But this is what friendship, true friendship means. He says, friendship heightens the joys of prosperity and softens the sorrows of adversity. Because your friends, they're always helping you, urging you on. And when you need help because things are happening, you have a shoulder to rest on, or you can count on that. And when you are in good friends with God, that good, honest friendship, the wonders of life can never be diminished. So in the book of Sirach, which is the book of Deuteronomy, in the Christian and Jewish scriptures, chapter 18, verse 6, it says, the wonders of the Lord can neither be diminished nor increased, nor are they possible to fathom. Let me repeat that again. The wonders of the Lord can neither be diminished nor increased, nor are they possible to fathom. Because he's always constant. He knows exactly what we need, what we deserve there, the wisdom. And that's why some will say, well, if God loves me, why is he allowing this to happen to me? If he's a good friend, we can't fathom it. Sometimes things happen that down the line, then we will record later on, we say, oh, thank you, God. That's why this happened. But at that time, we may not recognize that. We may not be thankful about it. This is what friendship from God, when God becomes our friend, this is what also happens. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, verse 1, what does it say? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? I'm sure we have some friends in our life that we can count on them, you know. Others might not tell us the truth, but they will tell us the truth. But we know they are solid in our corner. They are right there, no matter what. Even if the whole world is coming to an end, they are there for us. And we might also have the same commitment to that friendship for them, because it's not just one way street. Because when that psalm says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? It's a great affirmation, because it tells us we are not alone, for God is always with us. That we're bearing good fruit, for God is supporting us. And because of that, we can persevere, for God is sustaining us. And in the book of Jeremiah 29:12, this is what it says. When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. Isn't that what good friendship is about? When you are in that need, you know you can pick up the phone or text, you know. And that friendship is like, yes, don't you worry about anything. I'm here for you, whatever you need. And sometimes the friendship can be a little bit confusing. It may not because the friendship is not solid, but because we can't fathom the ways of God. But God knows exactly what God is doing. So here's a story to illustrate that and bring this to us. Once upon a time, in a far away place, lived a man Or it could be a woman who had faith in God. We know when we have solid friendship, we do have faith in our friends, don't we? Friendship, faith leads to love. So one night, the man was sleeping soundly, minding his own business. He's not expecting anything. Suddenly, a huge sound woke him up. When he opened his eyes, he saw that his room was filled with light. Just then, God appeared before him. Wow, what a true friendship, and to be able to experience that. And then God showed him a large rock outside his house and told him to push that rock with all his might. So the next morning, when the man woke up, he remembered what he saw that night. Remember, this is a dream for him. And it's very real. Because when we have true friendship, we know, even if our family say, what are you doing with this person? But you know that this one, this is a true friend. You're not going to give that one up for nobody. So when he woke up, he remembered that, yeah, because if he had told somebody, they would say, oh, you just imagine it. But he knew what he saw. So he got outside in the morning after he got and pushed with all his might that rock that he saw, but wasn't able to move it. Despite that, the man didn't give up. And from that day, he made it a routine to push that rock daily with all his might. For many years, he would do that from sun up to sundown. Couldn't move the rock. His shoulders are set, you know, like a bodybuilder now, because you keep pushing. Each night, the man returned to his cabin, sore and worn out. Because there are some experiences we feel. We feel it within us. We know this is true for us. And we know when things are not happening the way we want it, we will feel like this man, even though we know what we heard. We know the instruction we heard spiritually. So each night the man returned to his cabin, so worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain, as that rock never moved a bit, even after many years. Not seeing any progress, the man started to get discouraged. Does that sound familiar? Sometimes we question our friendship with each other. Like, I thought you were a good friend and all of that, and you know. But if you have a solid foundation for your friendship, even when you go through that, you will still stick with it because you know it's true. Not seeing any progress, the man started to get discouraged, and just then the devil showed up. Of course, he loves it when we have that. Oh, he's always watching. Any way he can sneak in, just to, like, I told you so. Shouldn't have been hanging out with that one. He's no good. She's no good. How can you trust that? Yeah, I go to Bible study. I go to Wednesday meditation. I go to church. What has that got you? Well, we know he's very capable of that. He's really good at his job. And just then, the devil showed up in his dream and said, you have been pushing that rock for a long time, but it hasn't moved. Why do you go through all that pain? It's impossible to move that rock. That's why it's better to leave it at this and live an easy life. Does that sound like something some of us have experienced? Like, just forget about this religious, spiritual thing. Just go do your thing. Knock yourself out. Look, the people are not going for meditation and they're having a great time. But if you're a true friend of God and you know God is your true friend, I think you will still put it in spite of that. So saying this, of course, the devil has sown that. Then he disappeared in that dream. So the man was disheartened, but still he decided to pray to God and tell him about his troubled thoughts. Because that's what we do with true friends, isn't it? Even if they make us mad, we say, okay, look, I need to talk to you. We need to have a serious conversation here. Because there's something about the friendship we have that we know is true, even if others don't see it. So he prayed. He said, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting up all my strength for what you have asked me to do. And yet, after all this time, zip, nothing. I have nothing to show for it. I've not even budged that rock by millimeter, not even one itty bitty inch. What am I doing wrong? Why am I failing? Just then, God appeared and said, my child, I asked you to serve me and you accepted it. I told you to push that rock, but I never said I expected you to move it. Are we getting this? He said, push the rock. He didn't say move it. Push the rock with all your might. You know that when we trust our friendship, we give it all that is good. It may not even turn out the way we expect it, but you've done your part. And the universe has a way of responding. When we like what we see in the morning when the sun shines, we like the moon, we like the rain instead of complaining, we like the weather, the universe take note like, okay, this one is not just reading me the riot act. I cannot rain, it complains, I cannot, you know. So the Spirit of God continued to talk to this man as a friend. Your task was to push, and after all this, you think you have failed, but is it really so? Because sometimes we have an expectation of our friendship. And when it's not, then it's like, what have you done for me lately? Or we just say, it's not worth it. But if a true friend never deserts us, you know, just because you didn't step up the way they expect you to step up at a certain time, the friendship will still continue and you guys talk it over. And then you will find out maybe there's a good reason why they couldn't do what you expect. So the Lord said, look at yourself. If you think all this effort you put in didn't mean anything, look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your back, you know, is strengthened. Your hands, you know, with calluses, you know, it tells you, yeah, if you smack even somebody, they will know. From constant pressure, your legs have become massive and hard. If you ever met wrestlers, I'm not talking sumo wrestlers now. So facing opposition, you have grown and your abilities now surpass that you used to have. You haven't moved the rock, but your calling was to be obedient and to push and to exercise your faith and trust in the divine wisdom of your friendship with God. This you have done. Well, if God talked to me like that, I'd be happy. If a friend explains to us, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know you were disappointed, but this is the reason why I couldn't make it. Not because I didn't value our friendship. And then after we got past that emotional, then we say, oh, then tears roll. Oh, I'm so sorry I misunderstood. And then they hug and like, okay. And their friendship continues. But if there is no depth in that true friendship, they will not recover from that. Because even if the other one wants to explain, the other one is not ready to listen because they've made up their mind. So at times, when we face difficulties in our life, we should trust that friendship that God has given us, that we've initially felt. And we should exercise that faith in that friendship that can move mountains. Because true friendship can overcome anything, no matter what your disagreement. And that's why before you can love somebody, there must be that friendship. Otherwise, without that, your love is just chop and chop love. But when you develop that deep friendship, then it enables us to prosper. You know how people say, oh, the burden of the world has been lifted off my shoulder. That's what true friendship is. So if we choose to be, you know, to be God's friend, God will be our friend. And we will never be disappointed. So let us realize that within ourselves and celebrate that friendship. And then let us give it to each other. Because in that friendship, oh my God, we can part the ocean, the sea, the Red Sea of our life. We can make things happen. And then we can go in Thanksgiving and celebration, because next week will be Thanksgiving, isn't it? And Thanksgiving is supposed to be a place of friendship and celebration. May we always live in that divine friendship. Amen.
Amen.